Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend. Welcome to Angels Among Us, the podcast where we share real stories of angelic encounters. Each episode, you'll hear firsthand accounts of divine protection, guidance, and miraculous interventions that remind us we're never truly alone. Whether through a whisper of comfort, an unseen hand of protection, or an unmistakable presence, angels are closer than we think. Join us as we explore these powerful experiences of angels, both seen and unseen. Hello, hello. Welcome to the first episode of Short Story Wednesdays. I think that's what we're going to call it, Short Story Wednesdays. Let me know if you like it or hate it. Short Story Wednesdays is going to be twice a month, so the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month, we will try to release these episodes. These episodes will consist of myself or Michaela reading random stories from the internet, angelic stories, stories of from our own life. We will tell some of our favorite miracle stories from our story. Many of our listeners have just started listening, haven't listened to our story. The first three episodes is our story. Many of you haven't listened to those, so we will tell some of the miracle stories from that. These will be shorter episodes, 10 to 15 minutes. These stories will also consist of some of your stories, submitted written stories that we will read. Those can be anonymous, or we can interview you really quick if you have a 10-minute story that you'd like to share. We can interview you if you think maybe it's not long enough for a full episode, but you think it's something worth sharing. We would love to do that also. Tonight's story is going to be one of my own. This is going to be a story of early on in my childhood, one of the earliest that I can remember of when I really gained a testimony of prayer. And that prayer really works, that God listens to our prayers and that He answers them. Many times not in the way that we want, as you will find out from this one. This is definitely not one, an answer that I wanted or was expecting, certainly not expecting, and you'll see why. So I'm going to start with mine. I was in fifth grade, and we had recently just moved to Arizona from Washington. And if you know me or knew me as a kid, I was pretty shy. I wasn't super comfortable in very many public settings or situations. I was quiet. I was terrified of girls. I liked girls. I thought they were cute. But if they knew that I knew that, or that I thought that they were cute, I was terrified and would not make eye contact. I wouldn't talk to them. I was scared to death. That doesn't really have any relevance to the story per se, but I was just kind of shy and quiet. But there were certain situations where I was really comfortable and where Brent really came out. And that was when I was doing anything athletically or that had to do with competition. And for those of you that can remember when you were young in grade school or middle school, that's the age where young boys especially start to have body odor and stink. And so I was very aware of that, and I would always try to remember to put deodorant on. And this particular morning, remember, this is Arizona, so it was warm always. And we had gotten in the car to go to school, and I remembered, we were about halfway there, and I remembered, oh no, I didn't put deodorant on. And so quickly, I'm sitting in the front seat, my mom's driving, I just bow my head and I say a quick silent prayer, asking Heavenly Father to please not let me stink today. I didn't want to have any body odor. That's that image, right? That what I looked like or what other people thought of me, and if they smelled me and I didn't smell good, that was terrifying to me. And I just didn't want to bring any attention to myself. So I asked Heavenly Father, please, if there's any way you can make it so I don't stink today, I would greatly appreciate it. So I go to school. It's not really something I'm thinking about or really remembering. And of course, that day we had PE. And at PE, I found out that we were doing and playing dodgeball, one of my very favorite things, because I could throw. And again, I was pretty athletic, and I just loved those situations where I could really kind of show my talents, if you will. And some of my siblings are probably listening, thinking that I'm so full of myself and stuff, but that's not really necessarily the case. I just, you know, I was good at things, sports and stuff. That was the one thing that I was almost kind of proud of myself for, and that I loved. I just loved playing sports, anything athletic. So we're playing dodgeball, and mind you, I dominated at dodgeball, always. It was something I was very proud of. So we go, the whistle blows, we go out. First 10 seconds, I get hit with a ball out of nowhere. I'm like, what in the world? Like, that never happens. So I go out on the sidelines, and I'm sitting there just waiting to come back in. I come back in, you know, somebody from my team caught a ball, so I go back in, no joke, 5-10 seconds, I get hit again out of nowhere, and I'm out. The round's over, my team lost, and we do another one. Same exact thing happened. First 10 seconds, I'm out. Again, I get back in. Immediately, I'm out, and I'm sitting there thinking, what is going on? Have I lost all of my athletic abilities? Like, this is not normal. And I'm distraught. I might have even shed a tear from it. Probably not. I don't cry. But maybe, you know, I was confused and upset. And as I'm sitting there on the sideline, I all of a sudden remember the prayer that I prayed that morning. And the thought came to my mind, you're not sweating, you won't stink. And in that moment, first of all, I regretted saying that prayer earlier in the morning, but I also kind of laughed, and I realized that God had a sense of humor, but also that he was listening to me and that he cared about me. And even though this story is lighthearted and hopefully made some of you laugh, it's something that I have never forgotten. And it strengthened my testimony as a young man, a young boy, that my Heavenly Father cared about me and he loved me. And he was going to show me in a way that only I could really recognize. And that just stuck with me my entire life, and that really solidified my testimony of prayer. So I hope you enjoyed that story. I hope it made you laugh a little bit. I hope it made you reflect on your own life in a time where maybe you realize that God has a sense of humor, that he laughs with us from time to time. And because he laughs with us, I know that he cries with us. He mourns when we mourn. He is there through every up and down of life. And I know that he's cheering for us, even if we have to sit on the sidelines from time to time. I know that he's still cheering for us and rooting for us. And I'm so grateful for that knowledge. I'm grateful that I've known that for a very long time in my life. It has been such a blessing in my life to always know that He is there and to know that I can turn to Him for anything and everything, even if it's a little thing as forgetting to put deodorant on and Him helping me so that I don't stink, or giving me a peace of mind. So yeah, please let us know what you think of these Short Story Wednesdays. If you think it's a terrible name, help us come up with another one. But as of right now, that's what we're going to call it, Short Story Wednesdays. The next Short Story Wednesday will be from Michaela. She will come and tell a story. So you'll hear from her in 2 weeks. We're excited for these little short stories. Please, please, please submit some stories, or let us know that you want to come on camera with us and tell a little short story. We want to hear it. And please, if you like what we're doing, if you enjoy Angels Among Us, please like, share, and engage with us on our social medias. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, and most importantly, if you can, wherever you're listening to this, please go give us a rating and review. That helps the algorithms get it out to more and more people. We're trying to share and help others to recognize that they are loved by a loving Father in heaven. And that's a truth and a knowledge that some people know, but they don't really believe. And we want everybody to know it and believe it. Because I promise you, if God loves me the way that He does, and I know that He does, I know that He loves you probably more than He loves me. Just kidding. But you are loved, and I want everybody to know just how much they are loved. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting us. We love you all. Until next time, look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.